hours later, if you're in the right range, which I'm 98% of the time always, back to 100, it has been proven to lower your A1C, the percentage of your blood that is glucose, significantly. So I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I can tell you that I was using needles and the pump in my life.
All right, Jeffrey, as we're speaking, I'm testing. It's a little high, it's 232. I just checked it now, don't know why, but I'm going to take some insulin right now, and then have breakfast.
Okay, well, best to help you. I'm sorry what happened yesterday. It happened to me the other day. I got down to, like, I was outside, it was hot, and I don't know about your diabetes, but I just sweat profusely. I have trouble controlling my body temperature, and sweated out all my electrolytes and sugar, and went down to like almost 40, and almost passed out. Luckily, a friend of mine needs some of those tubes of glucose. You can see them in the pharmacy. They're not tablets; they're tubes. You rip open the top and you squeeze it. It's sort of like a gel, and it works really quickly, and it gives you 24 grams of glucose.
Jeff, do I need a prescription?
No, it's an over-the-counter medicine. What's nice is that the tablets, if you've used the tablets, those are only 4 milligrams a piece, so to get 24, you're gonna have to take 6 of them, which is a lot, and chewing them, and they take longer to digest because they're hard substance. The glucose gel, and I can get you the brand name if you want, is a liquid, so it acts quicker, and if you need to, you can take 2 and get 48 grams, which is a lot of glucose, but I found it to be the best solution yet, and it's smaller than the bottles. And I can carry more in my little diabetes bag.
I see it advertised in the supermarket. It's called Glucogel.
That's it.
All right. Well, here's Patty. She'll tell you I'm not very compliant, but I'm trying to be more compliant, Jeff and Barry, because when I'm not, she gets very mad at me. Only because she really cares about me, and that's a nice thing. So I'm trying to be more compliant.
Good. I hope this isn't too personal, but what's your A1C, your latest A1C measure?
Can you mention it? The doctor has not checked it lately, as far as I know. I know it's terrible.
Two pieces of advice, just because I've been living this since I was a kid. I go 4 times a year, and every time I get an A1C kit. CVS is the only company that I've found that has an in-home A1C kit, and it's very accurate. There's two tests in one kit, and not all CVS's carry it. You have to find the larger one. Ask the pharmacist. They may know where it is. And it'll give you a guide. You want to be between 5 and 7. Over 7, you're out of control, and to be working harder. And, you know, just a couple months ago, something was going wrong. My sensitivity to insulin was increased. It required more insulin, and I was up at 8.5. Now I'm back down to about 6.7 after they changed the pump settings.
All right, Jeffrey. Well, Barry will tell you he also has diabetes, but he's turned it down to a mild case because Barry likes to run. But how much, Barry? About 9 miles total, I think. Took off. Jeff?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't hear you call me.
Tell him over to Barry, but he's gone. He does that.
It's a good thing. You know, you should always know your A1C level, because without it, you know, bad things happen.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, I'm okay right now. Maybe I should take it more seriously. Are you type 1? I'm type 2.
Yeah, they call it insulin dependent and non-insulin dependent now. I'm type 1. So I, you know, without insulin, that would be identity. You know, type 2, you can, your diet, take out as much carbohydrates as possible, exercise more, you know, there's medicine to take, but when you're type 1 or insulin dependent, you're not producing any insulin in your cell walls or not letting sugar in, so you need insulin to do that. You know, as you get older, you want to prevent neuropathy, which is the thickening of the blood down to the extremities into the little capillaries, and you start to lose nerve endings, and that's when you start to lose toes, fingers, feet, and whatever. So I take it very seriously. That's not to say you're not. I know you are. I'm always just making sure that my A1C, which is a six-month moving average of your, you know, when you prick yourself, that's just an instantaneous thing. Hold on. A1C says what percentage of your blood is sugar over the past, I think it's 3 or 6 months. And it's a really good way to tell you how well you've been controlling your diabetes.
All right, Jeff. So many people have it today.
Yeah, it's because of obesity. They get type 2. Something happens. We haven't figured out why, but when you get obese, you're much higher likelihood to contract diabetes.
I don't know. I'm not overweight. A little bit. I'm 6 foot on the head. I weigh about 180. That's not bad.
That's great. That's really good. I would love to be that weight. So you're doing well. I'm just saying in general, the reason why there's an increase in, not you particularly, but in general the increase why there's a type 2 diabetes epidemic is because the country as a whole is weight. And people who are not overweight or get type 2 diabetes just have it genetically and they're predisposed to get it.
Well, that could be. You know what I read or heard, and I think it was on the internet, that because we use corn syrup and not cane sugar, that causes over a period of time because cane sugar is not,
I would disagree. The major problem is that the beta cells on the pancreas just get a cold, some form of cold, that your body thinks that a foreign object is attacking your beta cells, which make insulin in the pancreas, and they kill it off, and you lose it. I haven't heard, you know. And there's been no correlations between what you drink and what you eat. And, you know, you could eat all the M&Ms in the world and never get diabetes. Eat very few and still get diabetes. So it's still unknown.
I know so much of it. It's insane. One day we'll find a cure and we'll find out what.
Yep, genetic engineering will be able to regrow the beta cells in the pancreas, or we'll have a closed-loop system where the pump will turn into a thing that delivers sugar when it has two ports, two sugar when it needs to do that, and it will deliver insulin when it needs to do that, and it'll bring you up, it'll bring you down, and...
Well, you're much more compliant, you know more, because you're type 1 and you know it longer than me. I became diabetic, I don't even know when. You know, I was much younger, and I would go into a store, buy something to eat, and coming home, I felt very, very tired and groggy. I think I had it a long, long time and didn't know it. You go, Jeff, and to you.
At my destination, I'm 7-3. Nice talking to you. I hope I was helpful for you. Keep it up. It's very important. Bye-bye.
Okay, good. You take care, Jeff. KQMIT and Tulio.
Portable.
You're still here. Good morning, Mike. Would you be too serious?
Yes, Steve. Katie, Tim, good morning, Steve. How are you doing today? I'm out of my new job. Where are I? Where am I? I'm in, 168 Queens here, something like that. You want something? Right.
Because people are going to work. Just like you.
I guess so. It's summertime.
Yes. You're right. It's summertime. That's it. Interesting. I want to hear something. Stand by. This is me making that noise. I got to get more paper, and I thought I had more. I looked it over, well, at least partially anyway. Yeah, it brought back some interesting memories.
Yeah, this was the last version that they made, anyway, that particular voter. And then they stopped making them, and they started using JPS's products, right there on JPS.
Maybe that's a better way to go. Or GPS or something. Okay. Yeah, no, it's good. The overview when I, you know, as you know, what's going on.
Yes, I'm sure it will. Also, it'll tell you what jumpers are available. You can do continuous voting, or you can do first in, and it's faced with that, so you drop out and re-vote. I think it's probably set to continuous voting right now, which may not be the ideal situation.
Yeah. We're going to look into that. We're going to see. Now, as we spoke, we're going to see if we can make some changes.
Yeah, touch base with Eric. He might remember how things are set.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm also noticing, and that's why I'm pausing here. I'm noticing another issue, which I heard on Mike's signal when he was on before. I'm not hearing it often, but I did hear it. I don't hear it right now. I'm trying to get see if it comes back.
You're talking about it jumping around like it did?
Well, there's some destensing going on also. Something is keying somewhere that's killing the signal. But I don't know, killing the 2 meter signal coming in or the other frequency going out. That wouldn't make any sense, right? Because it's sensing that obviously a receiver, it's got a 2 meter receiver, got the link transmitter, and then of course you got the link receiver. So it could be at the link receiver end, or it could be at the 2 meter receiver end. Something is desensing once in a while. Just did it again, just now, and I just heard it, and it's some digital sound.
I didn't hear it, but, you know. Anyway, you might touch base with Eric, because they'll tell you the status of various things, which may give you a little bit better insight into what's going on.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, I know. I'm hearing what sounds like a DMR data when it does that. But it's not happening often, but I do hear it.
Okay. Well, I don't know exactly what you're hearing. I didn't happen to notice it myself, but, you know, driving with the windows open sometimes does not make that any easier.
Not going to hear it on 2 meters. I'm listening somewhere else.
No. Well, going to tell you anything. Because unless you're at the receive site.
Yeah. No, I don't have to be there because I'm listening on a different radio. So I'm transmitting on one, listening on another.
Amazing thing. Andy?
Yes. The internet does good things. Everything involved. Yeah, how you doing, Joe? In Fire Island. Very good. That must be nice. I've never been to Fire Island, and I understand the only way to get there is by boat. So, I gather you're staying there for a day or two or a couple of days. And that's Aaron. That's on the other end. The other station is Aaron. WC2C. Probably remember him. Go ahead.
That good old buddy, Aaron, WC2C. How you doing, guys? Most guys over here. Nothing new about Danny, other than Daddy twice. Youngest one will be 2 years. It's coming December. So they're to be a fourth, and Danny's still at the Fall Park High School. Anyway, all right. Yeah, Andy, we came here yesterday. So my wife has a place here in the Ocean Bay. Come up just about every weekend. They got here yesterday. It was a beautiful day. Statue on the beach, dark skies, doing some stargazing a little bit. Coming back today. He's taking the 3 o'clock boat back to the mainland, as we say. Aaron, how are you doing? Back to you, Aaron.
Somebody in high school, and then somebody else, but I didn't know the people that you were talking about. You were directing that to me, or maybe Aaron. So, okay, I'm doing Scott's stargazing and other things out there, and you're coming back today to the mainland, yeah. Very good. Well, I know the weather's good. Yeah, because obviously it's good here, so that's a good thing. Back to you.
All right. Yeah, Andy, we were talking about my son, Danny, the friend also of WCCC Aaron. I think they were teaching together in Richmond Hill High School that they met. Anyway. All right. I'll let you guys continue back. Enjoy the sun. We'll talk to you later, maybe tomorrow. And Aaron, on a quickie, I'm going to be getting rid of my entire HF station. Probably sometime later on this year, they're gone at the LIDSA. When I'm ready to do it, I'm going to put them. Club members want it. I had first dibs at it. Anyway, take care, guys. We'll catch you later. I'm going to listen out. WC2C on the booth, KGT Echo Link.
Audio does not sound good. Sounds like it's way over deviating, and you're dropping out also. So unless you change something over there. Joe, now I got you. You're directing that to, I guess, Danny, your son, to Aaron. Okay. All right, very good. Aaron, you want to try some 6 meters? I can go there right now and talk to you.
Go to 50 points. 1-2-5.
Back away from the microphone because you're popping out. 50 point what?
50.125.
What mode?
of the sideband.
All right. Give me about 2 minutes to tune up WHCDL. Joe, take care. Talk to you, WHCDL.
WC2C.
Tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2L Repeater.
WC2C, WCDL.
WA2CDL, WC2C.
Yeah, stand by. I got a little problem on my radio. I haven't used it in a while on 6, so I got to look into this. Give me just a few minutes. I'll give you a call back. All right?
Very good. WC2C.
Okay. WHCDO.
Hello, Alan. WC2C. N2EO. Do you remember me?
Hi. This is WC2C. I met you a few years ago at the Hamfest in Flushing Meadow Park. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good, Alan. Don't remember that, but good. Are you aware I moved from Whitestone, Queens, to Massapequa Park, Long Island. Have a lady friend, and she likes it out here, so after being in the house for, what, 50 years? I sold it and we bought this house.
Beautiful.
So I hope everything worked out well.
As it very well did, Aaron, we love each other very much. Very nice here.
All right, good. Yeah, things worked out.
I remember you because I always admired the fact that, like, high-speed CW.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like radio teletype. You know, lots of amateur radio. That's very interesting.
Is. You know, I got my license when I was 15 years old. Now I'm 67. It's a long time.
All right. Good. All right. Listen, let me switch to 6 meters. Have a good day. Enjoy the sunshine. WC2C.
I always enjoy the sunshine. See you later. WC2C and 2EO.
WACDL, WC2C.
Yeah, stand by. I'm trying to look into this problem with the radio.
All right, I switched microphones. Is this better?
Yes, a lot better.
Right, thank you very much. I was using the ICOM miles underneath and ground, I don't know, cars were just there. Now I'm just using the ICOM 740. Better, I'll just use this mic.
All right, stand by. I'll be right back. I want to fix this problem, WHCDO.
On the air.
All right, that's a lot better. Better than before. Yeah, what's happening is my radio, as soon as I went to transmit, I got a full pin on my power output meter. Yeah, it's putting out more than 100 watts, and I'm in the sideband mode with no modulation. So that tells me that the power amplifier is going into an oscillation for some reason. I don't want to destroy it. I don't want to burn it out. So I quickly looked on the spectrum analyzer and I see it's oscillating all over the place. So I'm going to have to find out why. The last time I used it, it was fine. I'm going into a, right now an antenna tuner, external tuner, which affected it. But still, I'm going to find out why this is happening. So I'm going to have to look into it further. On the other bands, I just tried the other bands that I use, and they're fine. Only on 6 meters. Kind of interesting.
What radio are you using?
ICOM 756.
Okay, I'm 10 below you. I have an ICOM 746. All right, now I'm using the hand mic, the HM36 microphone. I don't know, I'd like it better. I know, the SM8, underneath it, there's all kinds of switches and dials and little things to put in a small Phillips screwdriver and adjust things, I don't know. A little too much.
Yeah, there's always things you can play with. But this, the radio is breaking into an oscillation and I don't want to destroy the final amplifier. I don't have no idea how much current it's drawing because I don't have a current meter. This has the matching power supply external. It's probably drawing a lot of current if it's putting out that much power. So, didn't want to key it up that long. So I'll have to look into that. So next time, we'll see.
All right, listen, you don't want to mess something up, then try to fix it, whatever. I wonder what that is. That's very unusual.
Yeah, I tried tuning the antenna tuner to see if I could play with the SWR a bit. But I really have to go into a good 50-ohm load and then key it up and see if everything is nice and clean. If it breaks into oscillation under a 50-ohm condition, a normal load condition, then obviously there's a problem somewhere. But it's not doing it on the other bands. At least I've never seen a problem on the other bands. All right. Last time I used, was on 6 meters was a while back, but it was working fine. I didn't have any issues. So I want to look into it. I don't want to just cause any damage. Sometimes when something goes into an oscillation, especially a high power amp, you could, depending on the ruggedness of the amplifier, you could destroy it. Because the current draw goes way up, could cause some damage, which I don't want to do.
On a radio like that, on ICOM 756, trying to disassemble it and finding what's wrong where, and all the SMDs and everything, yeah, it could get a little complicated.
Yeah. Almost appearing like it has an open shield somewhere, but that's not the case. Gonna think about this for a second. All right, there was one possibility I just thought of. I'll have to check it. Anyway, so next time, sorry about that.
Righty, good Andy, very very good. Wait, I don't need 100 watts. Wait, let me turn this down.
I tell you what, you want it? You can transmit to me, and I'll see how you sound on 6. You want to go there and just try it? Just give me a test count.
Okay, go to 6. Could hear me.
What's the speak?
50.125.
All right, stand by.
You see 2C out. You hear me?
WC2C. Stand by. I'm not there yet. Stand by. All right. WC2C. Give me a 10 count on the frequency. WHCDO.
Time on 15.125. WC2C. You hear me?
No. Do it again.
Okay, 50.125 upper side band. wanted to 12, forwards and backwards.
No, what antenna are you using?
Dipole up on the roof.
6 meter dipole cut to the right frequency? How are you feeding it?
It's RG8.
Alright, and up on the roof, 50. I'm assuming it's horizontal?
Horizontal polarization, and facing north, north and south.
It'll be radiating east and west, supposedly. Well, actually, that's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, 'cause I don't hear you. Okay. Well, it's ground wave anyway. So I don't detect anything. Alright, next time we'll play.
So far in 6 meters, I've 12 DX stations. A couple of days ago I got Mexico. 2 weeks before that I got Venezuela. So I know that, you know, radio puts out and the antenna puts out. And just 6 meters is a spotty band. Most of the time it's like not in. But every once in a while, you know, you hear stations, and they just come in, then after 20 minutes, they fade out.
Yeah, 6 meters has some interesting characteristics, but I don't play on 6, so I haven't had much experience with the propagation and how it performs. So, but the radio's got the capability. Anyway. All right, I'm going to... Oh, I just realized something. I think I know what's going on. I gotta look into this. I'm trying to think of why it was doing what it just did. And I think I got the answer now. So, but I can't fix it right now. I have to take off. I have to do that some other time.
And as long as, you know, you pointed in the right direction, that's all. Anyway, I hope everything is well. I hope you feel good. Enjoy the sunshine. All right, Andy, 73 from WC2C.
Yeah, I don't hear you on that much, Tate. Come on, more often. All right, Alan, I'm going to go. Thanks. Take care, WC2C.
Hello, this is Andy
at 8:30. This is a W2L amateur radio repeater system.
WFSB from Hartford, Dick.
I don't think Dick is on. But he might be listening.
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, I looked him up on the FCC website. They're putting out a megawatt ERP. They totally obliterate New York when the band starts opening up. Not even much of competition for him at all. So, you know, that's one of the band things you got to deal with over-the-air reception. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Yeah, I know the band is open. All right. What else is going on? I called you before, but I didn't know if you were in background or what.
Adventure Sea Mobile, listen. climbers. Your employer, I'm sure that they find hundreds of applicants that'll do that. And CPM Mobile. There's a company made for the tower. And on the truck, it says driver, climbers wanted. I was like, what? So, there were two trucks. And before that, they were testing the concrete. The pillars. And to see if, who knows? Maybe they're going to start taking the tower down. Replace the tower. Concrete is crumbling. You trying to tell me that the base of that tower is structurally failing, that the concrete is crumbling?
Yeah, they have pretty big, like I guess 10 feet tall, I don't know if I pretty thick, must be like about 3 feet or 4 feet round, and it's got three of them. Tower. Guys, somebody said it goes further into the ground, you know, down into the, but they've been testing it out. They've been drilling holes and putting all sorts of gauges and meters inside there. But you look at the face of the concrete, it's flaking off. Like what? It's unbelievable. Somebody's saying that, and that tower is 300 feet, so somebody was saying, like, they might have to take this down and redo the whole thing.
Wow, it's not even like they could excavate all around it and then overpour the concrete. If the concrete in that failing, that means that they must have used substandard materials when they built that thing years ago.
Yeah, you know, that's... I know of one other one. I saw an old picture of the previous antenna. It was a lot shorter, multicolored, you know, red, whatever, white, going up alternately, changing colors. And then they put this one up. So it can't be that old, but I guess it must be old. So, but. Yeah, they've been here for quite a number of days testing it out. And now I see two trucks are in for the climbing. I'm gonna guess and say they came in to start taking the antennas down for the tower. But that's just a guess.
Well, if they're gonna have to dismantle the tower, they're certainly gonna have to take all the antennas off of it first, because they're not gonna dismantle it with the antennas on it. Sounds like a big project, John. Sounds like you'll have some pieces of hardline available for you to abscond with. And to VPN Mobile.
And to VPN, it's sweetie. Yeah. Well, who knows if I'll ever see it. That's going to be years before they change that thing. I mean, it's the thing goes over Bushwick, so that thing, somebody was saying, if that thing falls, it'll go to the other side of the shop, it'll go, forget about it. But, yeah, so there's a lot of swaying up there. Oh, and today, I was at work, and I went into the do not robo call me or whatever and set it up.
Did you test it by using their method for testing?
Yeah, right at the end they said, okay, now we have to test your phone. So I was on the cell phone with my wife and I said, I'm going to do it, and I clicked a button, and she said it just rang once, and that was it. So, okay, good to go. Okay, great. Now I'll see how it works. They say you're supposed to take, if calls go through, you're supposed to take numbers and send it to them. Do that.
Taking names and kicking.
Yeah, they have one for the iPhone. It's like $2 a month. They don't have anything for Android, though. Not yet, anyway.
Want to spend $24 a year?
Yeah, that's kind of like, I don't know. I guess, I don't know why they do that for me. I guess we'll let a number to them. But, yeah, they go into Optimum website and, click Find Me and set it up. So it was their 888 number.
We're telling you, if you didn't do that, it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, they had pretty simple instructions. And then, on their so-called dashboard or website, which you can go to, open up your thing, it says, if you want to, like, temporarily disable it or something like that. So, pretty good. See what happens now. That's the most bothersome at home. You know, I don't care about the phone, but the cell phone, but somebody's always calling, like, always calling.
Yeah, I had like 3 of them at work today on the work phone, and I probably had like another 2 at home. So I saw those come up on my, my messages, so.
Yeah,
sometimes they work, and like you said, you just take the numbers down, forward on the numbers, they add it to the database.
Yeah, just question, do you just like notify that this number tried to call you? Like on your email? They have your email address. This guy was asking me that at work.
Actually, no. You might see the number come up on your caller ID on that first ring, but then you'll realize that it was a robo call because you won't get a second ring, and you'll go, well, I guess that was a robo number.
Yeah, that's what I told the guy. I said, probably not. Probably just, like, that's it. I mean, so. Yeah, my wife was at home, and I was just sitting with her, and I said, you know, she just ring once. She wanted it. She I told her about it, like what you said, and she goes like, yeah, put it on, put it on. I'm like, okay. Pretty good. But it's funny, like years ago, we never would have done this, but now it's gotten to the point where it's ridiculous.
And to PPN mobile.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right. N2EB. Where are you? Because you're kind of like scratchy.
Just coming up to Woodhaven Boulevard on the Distressway.
Oh, I'm just getting to the Clearview Expressway. Down a little bit. It's always like bogged down over here. Okay. I'm going to go home, freshen up, and go back out again. Went up Melville.
You got a date? Been playing around on Tinder behind your wife?
No, I'm bringing the wife. The, you know, it'll be a threesome.
You must have swiped right a lot.
Believe it or not, his name is Richard.
I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Richard Gill the Third. And, yeah, it's from America, so we changed some things around.
Oh, going to revise your will, are you?
Yeah, I got to do that too. I got to take somebody out. No, I just setting up for 3 years from now, a year and a half from now. I'll be out of the work force.
Russell removed from your will? You won't get all your ham gear when you pass along?
Is that right? Is that who you're supposed to donate it to? Good luck with that. So time to leave the old MTA after 33 years. I've had enough.
And what are you going to do with yourself? You're going to sit at home all day long and play on the radio, begging people to talk to you?
Yeah, I'll turn on the computer. I'll be on the computer and listen to the radio at the same time, so I can always chime in and eat bonbons.
Not forget about the conference calls.
Oh boy. Yep. Yeah, that's what my wife says. What are you going to do with yourself? You should get another job. What am I going to get another job? What do you mean? Work in the Home Depot or something. Let's get out of here.
Oh, that brand new Home Depot is opening up right up the street from me, and they're already hiring. You know, you could get in there and be a greeter. Or maybe you could be that guy that stands at the exit and puts the little yellow swipe from the highlighter magic marker on the receipt so that, you know, he's checking your stuff. Maybe you could be that guy.
Yeah, but, you know, you get highlighter on yourself. I don't know. Yeah, I could do that. You could go out and get shopping carts at the local supermarket. Yeah. Those guys are all over the place. They are Lowe's, Home Depot, the little highlighter. Or how about Costco? Those guys are there.
Now, the guy at BJ's puts a hole in your receipt with his pen. He sits there and scrolls through all the items on your receipt, and then he punches a hole through the receipt. They don't want to waste their money on highlighters. That's, you know, unnecessary when they can use that same big pen that they've been using for the last, you know, 65 years and use it to just punch a hole in your receipt.
Man, why don't you just get a hole puncher? Anybody can do that. All right. I mean, I'm surprised they don't stamp it, you know? Crazy. Crazy stuff. So, great weekend, huh? I mean, even Saturday was, I think Saturday was better because I was able to work outside, not get sunbeat. Great weekend.
To PPM Mobile. Yeah, Saturday got a little chilly once the sun went down, but it was a very nice day. Like I said, working outside, cutting the grass, doing that kind of stuff. No problems. And Sunday morning, I got tinkering around with the boat a little bit. I could figure out and stuff like that there and whatnot.
I think it's time to change. I got a queue appointment. It's been too easy.
To begin.